Chapter 1. Why We Tend to Get Stuck in Our Old Ways. To get a real sense and a deeper look at the subject of the book you have purchased, it is important to take a sneak peek as to why and how we land ourselves in the ruts we tend to become accustomed to and stuck with. As human beings that reside in a world of almost constant chaos, we can try to deny it until the sun goes down. But there are inevitably going to be days that are much tougher than others, and it is when those bad days last more than just a mere 24 hours that we can get ourselves caught up in a rut without even realizing it. We are not born with the mentality to keep our brains within an optimal state of mind. Doing this requires both focus to both attention and intention. Even with this sort of fixation on positivity, there are still going to be those days that drag us right through the mud for days on end. While there are some things that we are not privy to, we are not oblivious to some of the habits we have obtained over the years. There are issues that many of us are well aware of, but we do not have the right knowledge in order to reverse these actions. We have a perfect view of the pain that our ways have caused us in the past, yet we still choose to remain stuck behind the wall of unnecessary agony. While we know that our everyday habits may be ineffective, we repeat them day in and day out. Why in the world do we keep doing this kind of stuff to ourselves? Why do we act as if we do not have any choice in the way our life is going, when we indeed do? As human beings, we are rooted within the means of our habitual ways. Some of our actions that we conduct on a regular basis may not be causing us any harm right away, but they will in the long run. We know that to some of our problems, there are solutions. But in that, we also realize that there is dedicated time and effort that has to be involved to make necessary changes. It is said that you cannot teach an old dog new tricks. But in my personal opinion, this is a lie. And the chapters you are about to read within this book will help you take the trash out on that saying pretty quickly. I can assure you. Reasons we are stuck in our old ways. You're not the only one that struggles with making the decision to take the steps necessary to creating positively impacting changes in your life. Even though we are all unique in great ways, it seems that much of the human population thinks the same in regards to embracing change and deciding to remain in the ruts they have dug for themselves. Here are some core reasons why. We are naturally addicted to familiarity and certainty. We quite literally crave familiarity and the idea of certainty. This is why old habits are so damn hard to break. Even if we have a clear idea of what we want to accomplish, once we are pushed right outside the threshold of our comfort zones, we tend to revert right back to what we know. The things we do and the way we perceive much of the world is hardwired into our brains. Knowledgeableness provides us with a blanket of security, which aids in giving us an excuse to perform the same actions time and time again, because we typically know the results those actions will have. Even if our habits were once perfectly great enough, over time, they become just decent enough to get one by. We assume that trying a different method of thinking or action will automatically result in some kind of costly mayhem that we are just not willing to pay the price for. The thing is, however, if you want to make a change, you have to be willing to take those chances and pay the costs. But guess what? They are usually very short term. You cannot grow from traveling the same path constantly. You have to be prepared to dig a new path and dive into new opportunities. Embracing uncertainty and facing your fears is quite required to make any sort of necessary personal changes. We think that we must make many changes at once. Many of us are stuck in the mindset that if we cannot change multiple things during a certain allotment of time, why attempt to change things at all? What we need to realize is that we as humans are multifaceted creatures. While we may desire and be attracted towards solutions that are simplistic, they are not always the right ones to take. If we are always thinking simply, we will never get to the development of creating the focus we need to properly overcome our bad habitual actions.